Welcome, everybody, to a special episode of the Nashville Drummers Podcast.
So back in July, we had the great privilege of having our first booth at the Music City Drum Show. We had such a blast. It was our first time at the show as a vendor, and it was so great meeting all of you. And for those that weren't there, we were conducting brief interviews with attendees, just impromptu interviews at the booth. So these next two episodes will be two short, mini special episodes, about 30 minutes each, getting a chance to meet everyone that popped by the booth.
Honestly, we weren't sure how feasible it would be to capture audio from interviews while an entire drum show is happening right around us, but I think it came off really well. You can clearly still hear that drumming is occurring in the vicinity, but it's not overwhelming and obnoxious like we were afraid it might be.
And just announced the Music City Drum Show 2024 dates, July 20th and 21st, right here in Music City. So go to musiccitydrumshow.com and you can already get tickets and put that in your calendars. So we hope to see you back next year.
Before we break into it, though, we'd like to take a moment to mention our brand new sponsor, Jason Baker with Music City Audiology, who was actually present at the Music City Drum Show. Maybe some of you got to meet him. Hey, drummers. Have you ever experienced ringing in the ears? Are you thinking about your ear protection long term? Dr. Jason Baker with Music City Audiology provides mobile concierge services to musicians in Nashville and surrounding areas. That's right, he is 100% mobile and will come to you. If you need ear impressions, custom in-ear products, ear cleaning, hearing tests, or information about protecting your ears, he's your guy. Music City Audiology cares about drummers and wants to help you maintain your most valuable tools, your ears. Visit musiccityaudiology.com to book your consult today and mention the podcast and code MCA0923 for 20% off of services and 10% off of custom hearing protection. That's musiccityaudiology.com.
We are here day one, Music City Drum Show. Thanks for coming by. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Gage Garrison. I'm from Springfield, Missouri. Traveled here to Nashville for this, just strictly.
Very cool.
Awesome. How are you liking us so far? It's been open for about an hour.
I came yesterday whenever setup was happening, and it was really neat getting to see all these drummers here. But most importantly today, there's no bad. Everyone's just on... They're just friends with each other as is.
And totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a huge networking thing, I'm realizing.
Yeah.
And it's cool seeing everyone, you know, get, even though they're from different, like, opposing brands, they're just getting talking together and ultimately just being together for this.
Yeah.
And it's cool seeing everyone unite for the drum show and get to see all this different talent from all aspects come here.
Totally. Beautifully said.
100% agree, man. I mean, even though I've lived here 7 years, this is my first time attending this thing, and it's blowing my mind seeing all the brands and the cool drums. Obviously, I'm nerding out about that.
Oh, yeah, I totally get that.
I'm really pumped to see everybody from the different companies schmoozing each other. I'm like, okay, we're hanging out, we're watched over, and he works for Pearl, and we're like hanging with the dudes over there at the Sonor booth, and they're like, oh, wait, well, what's up? Everybody knows each other, and it's really just a really positive good thing all around. I agree
it
with you.
It makes it a really small world whenever you come here. Cause
right.
I mean, you know all these people all around the U.S. and other continents, but, you know, all uniting here and getting to really meet each other and pick each other's brains. And like you said, with all the brands, even little brands are here trying to grow and stuff. So getting to see their product and what they're trying to put out and market is really cool because you can kind of see the growth of where it goes and get to see where everything is at the moment.
Yeah.
With the quality and product in general.
Yeah, man. Are you looking forward to seeing the clinics? Ray Luzier and Jim Riley?
Oh, yeah. I watched Ray Luzier's clinics on YouTube all the time, and I always watch his live playthroughs. But what really gets me with him is how he's in the new metal scene, but he's got such a melodic, loose groove, and I think that's what stands him out apart from everyone else, because you know it's him in the first two lines of the song.
Yep.
Because his feel is unmatchable whenever it comes to that type of music. But I'm really stoked to take in his information and possibly put it towards my drumming.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming by.
Yeah,
thank
you. Have a good drum show.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, good to meet you.
My name is Brendan Golden. I live here in Nashville. I've been playing drums for 8 years, and I love it.
Awesome, man. How are you liking the show so far?
It's awesome. Meeting a lot of cool people and testing a lot of cool drums out, and really awesome.
What's been your favorite booth so far? I know it's early in the show, but...
Oh, man. I really liked a lot of the brass drums that I've been seeing.
Yeah.
The Black Sheep drums have been really cool. They're super sensitive, and I love, like, super sensitive snare drums. So.
Agreed. That's one of the hallmarks of brass, if not the hallmark, is that beautiful sensitivity. I still haven't had a chance to check out all these booths, so I'm like, I'm picking your brain, just like, well, what booth should I go to? So you said before we got started, you're into the progressive stuff. What kind of stuff are we talking? What are your favorite groups?
My favorite groups are definitely Tool.
Okay.
Animal Sicilators.
Yep.
Periphery, Tesseract, stuff like that.
Beautiful. You ever heard of a little, a small progressive act called Fly in Formation?
I have not.
Oh, I think it's time for you to go check out Fly in Formation.
I will.
Sorry, shameless plug. Also a little band called Crusade. Based in Nashville.
All right, Nate, that's enough.
All right. Hey, I got to do what I got to do, all right?
So, Brendan, you were doing the Mike Johnson camp, right?
Yeah,
And you studied with Ben Wood, too, over at Music Lab?
Yeah, so I just got back from Mike's camp in June, week-long camp, and it was really awesome. Get to meet some awesome people there and, like, play with some incredible people, and then you learn a lot.
Like, yeah.
It definitely advanced my playing by a lot just by being there for 5 days.
Wow.
And I can definitely tell a difference in my playing. I feel a lot more confident in what I'm playing now. And if people are like wanting to go, I would definitely say they should, because it's definitely worth it.
Dude, okay. Love it, man.
Sick.
So what's your overarching goal for the day here?
Really just to meet people. I really want to build my network, especially going into college. I want to know as many people as I can in this industry, so...
Love it.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by.
Have a great show.
My name's Charles. I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee.
Cool.
Is this East Nashville, to be specific?
East Nashville. Yeah, that's where I live.
You know, if your hair was dark, you could pass for Weird Al Yankovic.
That I've heard that so much.
We made that exactly.
Not that that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Hey, Weird Al's my... He is actually my hero, so...
Can it be stupid? Country chickens before they hatch.
Yep.
So, is this your first time at the show?
Second time. Yes.
How is day one treating you so far?
This is my Disney world. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's the happiest place on earth.
I agree.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Winning something in a raffle.
There you go.
And you can name it and claim it, baby. I'm winning that raffle. I don't care what they say.
I can show it off on Facebook.
Yeah, buddy. That's the best kind of showing off is the showing off you can do on Facebook. That's my favorite kind of showing off. Hey, look, Auntie, look what I did.
You know, I have a bit of a problem right now. I've been playing off and on since the early 80s. And before I moved to where I'm at now, I had a finished basement I could set my drums up in and play to my heart's content.
Yep.
But now, since I've moved, I moved in 2021 up in Hendersonville. The house has no finished basement, and there's nowhere to set up in the house. So I haven't been able to play for right at 2 years now.
Ooh, I feel you, man.
I'm jonesing.
Yeah, having the space is like the biggest, you know, luxury
and issue for a lot of drummers. If I could swing it, I'd rent out a one of those...
like storage units.
Storage units, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we have. We're over at Diamond Sound Studios.
I mean, it's a matter of doing what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it if you can, man.
Because it's a good stress reliever. It really is. Playing's it's my...
therapy, right?
It's my drug of choice. Put it that way.
I love it.
My drug of choice.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for stopping by and have a great show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Matt Salvo. I'm from Waltham, Massachusetts, right outside Boston.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been in Nashville 4.5 years now.
Love it.
April will be 5. And yeah, just doing my thing, man.
Yeah? How you liking the show so far, buddy?
First of all, good to see you.
Always, good to see you. You look great.
Me and Nate go way back.
Yeah,
dude.
We do.
Oh, really? Working at Fat Bites and
hanging. So yeah, the show's cool. It's kind of overwhelming. You come in, whole bunch of noise, as you can probably hear in this recording.
Yeah.
What?
I can't hear you. We got the Neil Peart kit right behind us. That's killer. I tried that a little bit earlier.
I still haven't made my way over there. I need to go and smack it around.
Check it out. It's so cool. I was trying to do like the bell solo he does.
I
didn't get it, but
No, it's been a blast, man. Seeing a lot of people that I like know from passing, but I haven't like formally met yet. So it's really cool to kind of like put names to faces and stuff, and
that's how we feel.
Finally meet them, you know?
Yeah,
love it, man.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
What are you looking forward to most of the show, man? I just like talking about drums, man. So
are we?
Yeah, like, I love playing. I'll play the kits. I'll do all my showy stuff for no apparent reason, but just getting to talk to people and kind of hearing their story on their product and what they love about, you know, their stuff. And like when you see people who are passionate about drums, I'm right in, like, you know. So I guess
there's like a certain energy that you could feel in the room.
Totally. So like people are excited to talk about their product, and I'm like, now I just want to buy everything that you own, you know?
I want that brass kit.
Oh, dude, it was incredible, man. 50-pound floor tom, man. Woo! He said he didn't weigh them, but he said it was about 50 pounds. And I'm like, I picked it up. I'm like, this is crazy. Definitely not a touring kit.
No, not a touring kit.
No, not for sure, dude. But yeah, man, all is good. Just having a blast, man.
Love it, man. Thanks for popping in.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Thank you, guys.
Show.
Appreciate you.
I am Luke Sumner from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, buddy. Actually from Nashville, right?
Born and raised.
Yeah.
Love it. Don't meet a lot of unicorns these days.
We're very few and far between.
Yeah, man. How you liking the show so far?
It's great, dude. A lot of cool companies. My boy Anthony from Rocklox is here.
Yeah,
I've been meaning to go over there and talk to him, actually.
Dude, super cool product.
I need some locks that need to be rocked, or rocks that need to be locked. Either way, one of the things.
Both the things?
Yeah. Rock my locks.
That should be the catchphrase.
Hey, you locking rocks or rocking locks? You know what I mean? Also, I decided maybe I should do all of these interviews as Gilbert Gottfried. How loud is it gonna be in here?
I think that's perfect.
Yeah, that's my new podcast persona.
Yeah, we'll see how far that goes.
Gilbert, real quick. Just go to all the trade shows. Just be Gilbert at the drum show.
These snare drums are incredible. Can you imagine how fast I'd get kicked out of a booth?
Yeah.
Actually, they might be like, "Let me give you free stuff. I love you."
You have to do the voice while you're playing the kit.
That's actually such a great idea. Like, be a character while you're playing. I'm Gilbert right now.
Just multiple personalities while you're playing.
Yeah, why not? It's artistry, right? We're supposed to be insane.
Close.
Dude, so Luke, what's some gear you're hoping to pick up this weekend?
I'm always in search of a good snare drum.
Snare drum?
Yeah. Snare drums are always the bane of my existence.
Yeah.
Because Facebook Marketplace especially, too, is I'll get on Facebook Marketplace and be like, oh, yeah, you know, that looks good. Yep. And I'll save it, and it come back like a week later and be like, I'm just going to buy it. It's going to sit here. It's going to be mine.
It's certainly the bane of my wallet.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. It's dangerous. You know, oh, man.
Drum gear in general.
That's how I feel walking into either, like, into Andy's Place Drum Supply or into Forks or anything like that. I'm like, I should not come here with a credit card because I'm going to get in trouble with my wife.
Like, I walked into Forks probably 4 months ago and saw an 8x14 Gretsch Broadcaster snare.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'll look at it. I'll come get it another time. And literally left the shop, called my dad, and I was like, there's this great snare drum. And got to, like, 8th Avenue and looked down, and it was, like, the screensaver on my phone. And I was like, yeah, I probably need to go back and buy it. So I just turned around and went and bought it.
I love it.
I love that.
I was like, someone else is going to buy it, and it needs to be mine.
Perfect. Love it, man. Thank you so much for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, y'all too.
Thanks, Luke.
What's going on? My name is Cameron Alador. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I run social media pages under the name Smang It Drums.
Yep.
So, how are y'all doing?
We're doing good, awesome, man.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. So you've been a big fan of Nate for a little bit, you were saying? Following his drumming online? Like,
first video I saw of Nathan, the chops he pulled out of nowhere, speechless doesn't even begin to describe it. It's just, you were so unassuming at first, and then out of nowhere, I think it was in the middle of a drum solo, and I was just like, I got to learn all that. I got to transcribe every single bit of that. I have to.
So, I don't know what I'm doing, man. I'm out of my mind.
Well, dude, you're a fantastic player, man, and I've been waiting a long time to meet you.
I appreciate that.
You've been through so much. Frankly, you've been through so much shit in the last year with the injury, what happened to the leg, and tell everybody what happened to your leg.
Yes. So, long story short, or the TLDR version, as they say, I got hit by a car while I was helping another stranded motorist. There's a long stretch of road out in Mobile where no one pays attention to or gives a shit about the speed limits.
Yeah.
It says 45, and people are doing like 70 in that area. So, but I was helping someone who was stranded on the far side of the road, and I offered to wait with them because they couldn't get their car jumped. You know, I figured I might as well wait with them so nothing nefarious happened.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, something nefarious happened.
Right.
And so someone who wasn't paying attention, they struck the car of the person that I was helping, which trapped the person I was helping, trapped her between another vehicle, and then knocked me into the middle of the road. I almost got run over.
Wow.
But essentially what happened, I got a compound tibia fracture in the left leg. I got a knee fracture. This mostly healed up. And then I got a cheekbone fracture plus some gnarly looking Yamcha scars. So that's my little brag, I guess.
I love it.
Man, well, I'm glad you're able to make it to the show and you're recovering well.
So that's great to hear.
10 surgeries, 80 plus days in the hospital.
Yeah, dude. And before that, your Instagram got hacked.
It did.
I was like, oh, come on, man. Give this guy a freaking break.
Right? Yeah, like, and the guy was just like, the guy who hacked me, he was like, come on, man, help me out. I'm getting terrible treatment over here. And it's just like, you took my livelihood, bruh.
Yeah. Hey, man, I don't care what's happening to you. Please die. You stole from me. Yeah, go away.
But I got it up and going. It's going slowly, but a lot of good has still happened. I mean, I'm here in Nashville. Got to meet you. And, you know, I'm meeting a bunch of others, too. Got to run into Mark over at Cardinal Percussion and Attack Drums.
Yeah.
Attack Drumheads, sorry. They're great. I got to see Arthur over at Sentence.
Yeah, buddy.
So he's fantastic as well. So great people to work with, great companies to work with.
Is that your favorite part of the drum show, just, like, bringing everybody together and meeting people?
Yes. Chris? Yes. It's to me, it's like NAMM, but so much better.
Agreed.
Because there's no guitar players.
Right. So, and no bass players, thankfully.
Yeah. If I have to hear one more person at a NAMM booth doing slap bass for 20 minutes straight, I'll shoot somebody.
I love it.
But yeah, it's just great to see everybody here. And this is my first time in Nashville, too. So,
yeah, man, well,
the atmosphere and being able to see so many wonderful people and companies is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's my wife's first time out here, too. So
that's
so
awesome.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. I'm so good to
meet you. Thank you, man. I'm glad we finally got to meet.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for
quickly.
And, thank y'all for having me.
Have a good time, brother.
So my name is Gabe. I am from Eugene, Oregon, and I've been here in Nashville about 2 months now.
Yeah, sick. Buddy. Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
And you're here with your two brothers.
Yeah.
First time at the drum show. How's it been so far?
It's been awesome. Personally, I've never been to anything like this. I've always seen, you know, NAMM and all those other big drum shows like online. I've dreamed to be at one. It's so cool to like live in town now and be like, oh, I can just drive 20 minutes and go check something out that's ran like this. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I've been telling people, I'm like, I've lived here for 7 years. This has been going on for years, and this is my first time at it, and I feel both embarrassed and excited. So I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's amazing.
Any specific gear you're looking to pick up at the show?
Oh, man, I checked out WFL3. That's William Ludwig's drum company now, since he sold Ludwig.
Right,
I think
right.
In, like, the 1900s is what they were saying.
Wow.
And it's really cool because I started out playing Ludwig drums. I got my first Ludwig rock.
What's it called?
I don't remember the name of the kit. I got it in fifth grade, but it's like a 70s... old Ludwig kit, and since playing that, Ludwig's kind of been what I gravitated to. So playing these, it's really cool to hear and feel how they sound so similar.
Yeah.
And they're amazing drums. It's been awesome.
Love it, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for popping in. It's so good to see you again.
Yeah. Great to see you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for the support. Have a good rest of your weekend.
Yeah.
And we need to have you on the show proper soon enough.
Absolutely. We'll start with this. That'd be awesome.
Cool. Thanks, Gabe.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You've heard of Drum Supply, but you gotta see their shop. It's a drum shop experience like no other. They're packed with all the gear a working drummer needs, and so many parts, noise toys, and accessories. It's a toy store. Curated cymbals, kits, and snares. The hands-on percussion room is nuts, and their custom shop work is fast and affordable. Andy and the guys know their stuff, and they're ready to help. And the big news, they just launched Drum Supply Rehearsal, a 24/7 rehearsal space for drummers. Learn more and grab discount codes at drumsupply.com.
My name is Jake Robinson. I'm from Fort Myers, Florida. Nathan, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What the hell?
Can you read me?
I can.
Reading you loud and clear. How you liking the show so far?
The show's pretty cool.
Yeah, first time in the show?
No, this is my second year, actually. And a lot of return faces and venues and people and all that.
What are you looking forward to most out here?
The Nashville Drummers Podcast.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's the only right answer.
Yeah.
Well, this dude's already been walking around tearing it up on people's kits, getting looks. People are asking him to do drum clinics. They're throwing $100 bills at him. They're showing him their private parts. It's been amazing to watch.
It's true. I'm like a drum prostitute.
Yeah.
Except I don't make any money.
Any gear that you're shopping for this weekend?
Well, I always take a stop to see Andy over at Drum Supply.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's really like cool it's a ritual. I got to do it. Got to say hi.
Andy's got the best booth in the whole place.
Always. Always. And then other than that, going over to the Creative Percussion booth, they've got a cool little, I don't know, what is that, 6-inch little like Roto-Tom snare thing.
Yeah.
That's super dope. Maybe some Zildjians. Who knows? Maybe a t-shirt.
Yeah, buddy.
Maybe a hat.
We might have a few t-shirts around. I don't know. Maybe some tank tops. Maybe some sweatshirts here and there. I don't know.
Very dope. Very dope. Well, hell yeah.
Sick. Well, everybody, check out 615 Sheds.
Yeah, buddy.
You're doing a really cool thing here in town, and we'll talk more about that in another episode for sure.
In the very near future. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks, Jay.
My name is Madison George, and my purpose is to play drums the best I can and try to make people dance.
Yeah, buddy.
Perfect.
How you liking the show so far, bud?
Oh, I am loving it. I feel overwhelmed. I just got here like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
and,
love it.
I don't even know where everything is anymore. I can't hear anything anymore. It's great.
What's your favorite booth that you've stopped by so far?
Well, so far, what was the name of the one we were just at?
There was a Creative Drums, and then that was the one with, Jay Hillard's.
That
which he's a beast
dope.
Of a drummer, too.
Yes. And some of the cymbals they had over there were sick. I loved those. Like I said, I just got here like 20 minutes ago, and I haven't even seen hardly anything.
I love you rocking the Nelson Drum Shop hats. Are you
dude,
a local?
Dude, this is the only hat I wear now. I had this hat for like 2 months, and it's the only hat I wear. I love those guys.
Yeah.
Love it, man. So, are you going to try to cop anything while you're here?
I might. I'm in search for a crash cymbal.
Cool.
Right now, I broke a couple, which is, like, I had, like, 5 crash cymbals all break at the same time on me, and it pissed me off. So, I need to get a new one. I'm on the lookout.
Cool, man. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thank you, guys. Appreciate what you guys do, man.
Yeah,
it's a great podcast.
Thank you so much.
Hope more people are listening.
Joe Dorenzo. I currently live in Cheyenne, Wyoming, but I'm going to be living in Nashville, North Carolina soon.
Awesome. Is this your first Music City Drum Show?
This is the first time I've been to this one. I've been many times to the Chicago Drum Show. I had a booth a couple times at the Las Vegas Drum Show, and I was with Rudy Villegas. And yeah, but this is the first time here. This is great.
Yeah. How's it been so far?
So far, so good. A drum company I work with, Craviato.
Yeah, of course.
They're here and going to get a chance to go over to the factory and look at my new kit that they're putting together for me.
Oh, amazing.
Next week. That's going to be fun.
Any other gear you're shopping for this weekend?
Well, I work with Mangiello Cymbals, And they're going to be at PASIC this year. So they weren't here this year. I believe next year they'll be here. And but I'm going to go up to Indiana and be with them up there.
Yeah, I'll be there as well.
Oh, really?
Okay. Actually, I work for Pearl Drums.
Oh, great.
Here in Nashville.
Oh, wonderful.
What kind of music are you into? Or
I'm pretty much on the jazz side of things.
Okay, cool.
And I've made my own drum kits for a long time. And you can see some of them at joedrenzo.com.
Awesome.
I've got pictures of some of the kits I've built. But it's always fun to see all my friends who I see it almost exclusively at drum shows.
Right, right.
Or the NAMM show.
Totally, yeah. Just friends, colleagues, it's cool for people to, you know, put faces to all these brands, you know? That's always really special.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, hey.
And, hope you have a good rest of your weekend here.
All righty, thanks.
My name is Shepard Carlson.
How you liking the show so far, bud?
The show, it's really good. You know, Ray, he's a really cool guy.
Yeah. You liked his clinic?
Yeah. His drumming is great.
Yeah.
Like, the way he did Freak on Blind was really good.
Yeah.
His fills were really satisfying. It was a great show, yeah.
Is this your first drum show or your second drum show?
I think it's my second, because I went to the drum clinic.
You went to the one, okay, that's right. You did that. Did you go to that Pearl show as well?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, all right, because I know your older brother went. I wasn't sure if you went or not.
No, I didn't go to the Corey Wong.
Yeah. So you enjoyed just walking around. Obviously, people have been letting you get on and just shred, which has been awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. And I think
you sound really good.
I think it's really cool because I feel like people know me. And I'm like, it started as just like a hobby, and now like people are like talking to me about it. And it's amazing.
Dude, I'm so glad that you got to come here and mess around on kits and show everybody what a boss you are on the drums. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You've come leaps and bounds. Even in the last 6 months, I've been so pumped watching you play. Every time I come over, hearing you and Sully playing in the living room, it jiggles my jibblies. I just get so happy. I'm so glad that you decided to play drums.
Thank you. It's a great experience because, like, it was just a hobby at first, and now, like, people, like, know me for it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
So happy you're here. Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
I'm Eric Capps, and I'm from Mission Viejo, California, originally.
Oh, wow. This is your first time in Nashville?
No, I've been in Nashville since 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
He plays on Broadway a lot. We run into each other, like, a few times a week.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Nice.
Usually at Tootsie's Roof, man. Catch me there all the time.
Yeah, man. So how's the show been for you? How's day one treating you?
It's been really good, man. I mean, I had a gig last night, so I woke up at 12:30, you know, so I kind of a little bit late to the game, but, you know, I rolled in and, you know, Ray was doing his clinic, and that was awesome to see, and, you know, just been talking to the cats, checking everything out.
Yeah.
It's been awesome.
Yeah. Did you pick up any gear so far?
Yeah, I got this. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but Eisen?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got this,
right?
This really sweet Eisen stack from Jay over there. And yeah, man, he's killing it with all of his stacks. So yeah, I'm loving it.
Dude, love it, man. These sound great. I got a chance to play on them a little bit ago, and I was like, hey, all right. These sound real good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, love it, man. Is there anything you're looking forward to later on?
Man, day two.
Yeah, buddy. You gonna be here for the Jim Riley clinic?
Yeah, I mean, he actually was my teacher at Belmont for a little while. So,
wow.
Yeah, I took private lessons with him for a whole year.
Oh,
so.
Dude. Love it, man.
Yeah, he's a killer, man. But hopefully I can make it out a little bit earlier tomorrow because I'm playing tonight again. So
now get that rest. Get that rest.
Yeah, no, I'm setting my clock bright and early to 10. So it's like I'm getting out here as quick as possible.
All right, buddy.
Awesome.
Godspeed.
Cool. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Cool. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for popping in.
Yeah.
What's up, Sully?
Sully, yeah. That's a cool name. One calls him Sully. I just thought it might be more formal.
Unless they're mad at you and they are your mom right there.
If they are strictly my mother or some
Sullivan Lewis. I'm like, oh, somebody's in trouble.
Exactly. I have two middle names too. So like, yeah, if true. She's really mad, she'll say all of them.
Oh yeah. Sullivan Lewis Kepler Carlson.
Weston Olivier. She just keeps going on.
Oh man.
Yeah, when they start adding names, then you're really in trouble because you're in the wrong dimension.
I haven't crossed that territory yet.
I'm telling you what. Well, as I already knew, you sound great, but
these people
at the show are discovering that you sound great. I'm seeing a lot of people pull their phones out and videotape you. Videotape, that's an archaic term.
Yep.
They are taking video on their phones of you.
Yeah, if you see a camcorder here, let me know. That'd be the first.
Oh, God.
Think about the VHS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. So, how did you like the Ray Clinic?
It was awesome. Since I've met him before previously, but I didn't have any time to have him sign or anything.
Right.
I only got a picture, and I didn't really talk to him much. So I was really glad to come here and see him actually play in the flesh.
Yeah.
And then I had him sign a drum head.
Yeah, I saw that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome, buddy.
Cool. He's such a good guy.
Yeah, he's good dude. Fantastic player. Mm-hmm. And the drum show in general, how you liking it?
It's awesome. I'm very glad I can just like come in and sit down at all the big drum sets. It's kind of like a drummer's heaven.
It's like being a kid in the candy store.
Yeah,
it's totally cool.
Well, we look forward to having you on the show sometime in the near future in a more formal setting than this.
Yeah, I can barely hear anything.
21, we'll hit you up.
Yeah. I think it'll be well before then.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Thanks for coming by and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
My name is Nate Testa, and I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Hell yeah. Is it your first time at the drum show here in Nashville?
This is actually, I was here like first year.
Okay.
No kidding.
Yeah. So all 3 years pretty much.
You've been a faithful companion to the Music City Drum Show.
Very much so.
Love it, man.
Yeah.
Would you describe yourself as a big drum nerd?
Yes.
I love it, man. I'm into that.
I started off with some snare drums, and now I get to do it full-time as a backline tech at a company in Orlando.
Heck yeah, man.
So it's
love
a lot of fun.
It.
Dude, tell the people about your IG page, Official Snare Geek.
So the page is called Official Snare Geek, and the other one is Tested B Drums, but I'm sure a lot of people know about the Snare Geek page simply because it kind of just centers around snare drums from all over Instagram. So I kind of just like, I look up hashtags, I look up pages. There's definitely now familiar pages that I go back to. I'm like, oh, this guy makes good content. I'm going to check him out again, see what he made recently. So it's cool. And like, I think a couple weeks ago, just surpassed 100,000 followers. So.
Oh, dude, awesome.
So wild.
That's badass, man.
It started out in 2017, got basically gifted the page. I think it had like a little bit under 1,000 followers, and
wow.
And then it was like snare drums of the day at first, and then it changed over to Official Snare Geek. So
wow,
it's so crazy.
That's so cool. Yeah, people love snare drums.
I know, and I never thought like at first
it's a
it was
niche,
just
it's a niche thing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And at first I thought it was just like, oh, what do I like? I like snare drums. Okay, cool. I like hate snare drums at the time. It's like cool. I'll just center a page around snare drums, and it went from there. And it's crazy, like Todd Zuckerman follows a page, Ray follows the page,
yeah.
Like all these crazy, like it's wild. Like I just like, how does this happen? Yeah. What's going on?
That's insanity.
So I have to ask, are you picking up some snare drums this weekend?
I don't know. It all depends on what catches my eye. Although the place we're next to right now, I am going to pick a couple of drum keys though.
Yeah.
Because he had this really unique way of making a drum key where no matter how you press it down, like you're always going to get it's more of like a star pattern.
Instead of
the traditional like hex kind of pattern that we have drum keys nowadays, or as the beginning of time, you know, like so.
Yeah,
it's interesting. You should check it out.
I dig it. Yeah, they got cool looking keys over there. I haven't really checked it out, to be honest. I've been aimlessly wandering.
They're heavy. They're nicely weighted.
Yeah,
which I kind of want in a key because I'm gonna lose it if it's not noticeable.
Oh, absolutely. For me, talking about drum keys real quick. The first drum key that I really loved was the Remo one. Quick Tech drum key.
Yeah.
So I used that one for a long time. And then Snareweight came out with a drum key called the Speedy drum key. Bro, that thing is the best drum key I've ever used in my life.
Really?
Check this out. It's from
Winston. Yeah.
Vincent.
I also, people don't know this, I also collect drum keys. have like an old school, I have an old school Slingerland drum key. I have like a bunch of like Cherry Hill drum keys. Like, oh, have you ever seen Cherry Hill drums? Amazing. Handcrafted. Unbelievable.
Whoa.
Crazy. Yeah.
No.
But this Winston key is really cool though. Yeah.
That's a cool hobby.
It is.
Yeah,
snare drums and drum keys. It's not expensive either.
Sick, man. Well, dude, thank you so much for coming by. And
no problem.
Have a good rest of the drum show here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to meet you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Nashville Drummers Podcast. If you liked it, please consider leaving us a review on the Apple Podcast app.
Also, check out our new website, NashvilleDrummersPodcast.com. And if you're not already following us on Instagram, you can follow us at Nashville Drummers Podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.